Members of the U.S. Congress are also concerned about the situation in Iraq. Not only are some reporting they've been getting an earful from constituents about the war's mounting cost in lives, limbs, and dollars, they are also expressing increasing frustration about efforts to train Iraqi security forces to take over for the 150,000 U.S. forces deployed there. NPR's David Wilner reports from the Capitol.
Members of the Senate Armed Services Committee got a top-secret briefing on Iraq earlier this week from some of the Pentagon's top officials. By all accounts, it was what's known diplomatically as a frank exchange of views. The panel's Republican chairman, John Warner, told reporters after the meeting that while U.S. forces are making what he called every effort to train Iraqi security forces, much remains to be done.
And all of us expressed our concerns that we not overstate the competence of the Iraqi security forces to date.
Minnesota Democrat Mark Dayton, who got back last week from a fact-finding trip to Iraq, was more blunt in his assessment of what he'd heard in the closed-door briefing. He called it extremely unsatisfactory.
It's impossible to get reliable answers from the military and from the administration about the progress bringing the Iraqi forces up to some functional capability. The numbers that I received last week in Baghdad from General Petraeus were substantially different from the numbers that we were given in this briefing. I'm sorry, it's a top secret classification. I can't get into the details.
Dayton said General David Petraeus, who's in charge of the Iraqi troop training, told him last week that some 119 Iraqi forces are trained. That number, he said, is substantially lower than the number the Pentagon briefers gave to lawmakers. Yesterday, the Pentagon announced it's sending a team to Iraq headed by General Gary Luck. President Bush told reporters the aim is to get more Iraqis trained to defend themselves.
And that's precisely why the assessment team is going to Iraq, to make sure that at this historic moment in the history of Iraq, there is a focused, determined strategy to help the new government and the new government to stand up the forces necessary to defend themselves.
Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed, who's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said yesterday that sending an assessment team to Iraq is the kind of thing you do when you don't know what else to do.
But at least it's no longer the denial that they were in for months and months and months, saying everything's great, the Iraqi security forces are coming on, the elections process is going well, what is everybody complaining about? I think they now recognize that this is a situation that could go either way.
The elections, in fact, were held out by President Bush yesterday as a way to pacify Iraq.
And I believe when democracies take hold, it leads to peace. That's been the proven example around the world. Democracies equal peace.
Many lawmakers from both parties agree with the president that those elections should take place at the end of the month as scheduled. But some are less optimistic about the prospect of peace following those elections. Carl Levin is the top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee. He says elections could indeed prove useful.
But it is not a certainty that, number one, they will succeed. But even if they are relatively successful, that doesn't mean that the problems automatically go away. So we got to be very cautious in terms of these elections.
Levin and other lawmakers caution that it may be many months before U.S. troop levels in Iraq can be reduced. The elections may be a beginning of that process, they say. But what's key is stepping up the training of an Iraqi army that's currently only 9,500 troops strong. David Walna, NPR News, the Capitol.